chick. Oh, no, chicks.
Chicks and dicks?
Fuck, I always forget. Chicks and dicks.
You do
chicks
always forget.
We're doing another sound check, and we're doing
chicks
a shout out. We're doing, and but we're also doing a bit of a nerd update, too, because there's some stuff that is too fucked up for us to not talk about that's happening in the nerd community and in films in general. And we're not talking about, like, the obvious controversial shit that's going on, because that's low-hanging fruit. No,
yeah.
I mean, no pun intended for anyone there. That's a fucked up joke, I guess. But legit, no, it's low-hanging fruit. We're not going to talk about that. We're going to talk about things pertaining to the actual art itself.
Yeah.
The actual movies and the actual content of the tent, the actual, like, guts of the content, like, the shit that matters, the actual art.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're going to discuss. All the other personal controversial shit, that's, leave that to E. We'll leave that
leave
to
that
gossip
to
magazines.
E.
We'll leave it to BuzzFeed. We'll leave it to everyone else. But we're going to talk about the nerdy shit because we're nerds. But other than that, don't forget, follow our tweets at Team Awesome Inc. Like that Facebook page. Download, subscribe for free on iTunes. Podomatic. YouTube is Simmer Mike. Just all caps, Simmer Mike. Simmer like you're cooking, Mike. It's my name. Like it. Subscribe it. Subscribe it. Like
Instagram.
It. Instagram it. What? Yeah, we do that. What is it?
At @team_awesomeinc.
Yeah, there. So there you go. We'll have all the links in the annotations below in the description. So I guess we should just, like, straight up get to it. We haven't seen Justice League.
So we can't.
We're not going to make any comments as to whether or not it was good or bad because we haven't seen it.
I haven't
seen it. You haven't seen it. We don't know if it's good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
But we will talk about what's going on with the box office, because this movie cost about, I think, $3 million to make, somewhere around $3 million to make this thing.
$3 million?
Justice, maybe more. It might have been more than $3 million. But I guess there were hopes at Warner Brothers and in the comic book fan community that Justice League would be the DC answer to Avengers, and that at the box office it could open to massive numbers. Not only did it fail to meet the minimum industry projections, but it became the worst opening DC EU movie yet, with a weekend actual of $93 million total. Now, just to put that into, like, I guess, context, the best context I can put it in is Wonder Woman opened to $103 million,
mm-hmm.
but it was just Wonder Woman on her own. It
okay.
wasn't a whole cast of Ben Affleck, and I mean, granted, Chris Evans, or not Chris Evans, Chris Pine. One of the Chris's in Hollywood. Kirk. Chris Pine.
Yes.
He was in it, but he wasn't a hero. He wasn't a superhero. It was just Wonder Woman, basically.
Yeah.
He had Ben Affleck, I think, pop in there at the end or some shit. I can't remember. But it was ultimately just one hero. So for that to gross $103 or $104 million, that's great because it's one hero. This is the whole Justice League.
Mm-hmm.
This is supposed to be the Avengers of the Justice League. This is supposed to be the Avengers of DCEU. And it opened to $93 million. This is like the first ever Justice League movie. This should have smashed the box office. This should have blown shit up.
Yeah, it should have.
Instead, it just was $93 million.
Huh.
That's what R-rated comedies get opening weekend. If they're lucky, because an R-rated comedy generally costs about $10 to $20 million, depending on the people working on it. It's pretty, it's bad. It's kind of bad. Basically, Justice League stands to lose Warner Brothers anywhere between $50 to $100 million. So this factors in too many variables to state here, but the formula takes into account the $300 million production budget and an estimated $150 million advertising cost. So you're already talking $450 million total, including the advertising cost. And the author claims that the movie will finish around $235 million domestically, based on past DCEU performances. Suicide Squad made $133 million opening weekend. Suicide Squad. That's the villain Justice League. That's
it
the
made
bad
a lot
guys.
Of money.
Not even the bad guy Justice League. That's the Legion of Doom.
The Legion of Doom.
And they're not even the Legion of Doom. They're the Suicide Squad. And they pulled in $133 million based on $93 million. That's bad. That's kind of bad.
That sounds
kind of bad.
That'd
be like if the Avengers made less money than Ant-Man. That would be your comparison. If Ant-Man, if Deadpool, I mean, it's not part of Avengers, but, like, you know what I mean? Like, if Ant-Man came out and did better than Age of Ultron, it'd be like that. It'd be like Age of Ultron just tanked or whatever, which it didn't. It did good. It wasn't critically as acclaimed, but it still did really good. Avengers Age of Ultron and Captain America Civil War were able to get profits around like $382 million and $255 million, respectively. It's not great news for comic book fans. I mean, like, we wanted this to be a hit as much as everyone else, and, you know, a lot of people didn't love it, but, I mean, I'm sure it's got qualities that are still good. Like, I haven't, again, it sucks because I haven't seen it. Maybe that's a part of the problem. Maybe the next weekend it'll do better.
Maybe. That's what I'm
trying to be hopeful, but by the time this comes out, it'll probably be the next weekend, and who knows. What do you think? It's sort of a decline for DC, it seems. Like, Wonder Woman came out, and it was like, awesome, they're back, it's going to be great, and then Justice League.
Yeah.
And now it's like opening weekend, $93 million. Oof. Thor opened up with, like, Thor Ragnarok, which we have a late-ass review coming up. We saw that.
We did see that one.
That pulled in crazy numbers. That made like $600 million, I think, yeah, already. I think worldwide already.
Mm-hmm.
Shit. Okay, real talk. I love DC. I've got like 12 tattoos on my body. The only comic book one I have is a DC one. I'm not gonna say where.
Same
none
here.
Of your goddamn business where, but we both only have DC comic tattoos, yeah, because we're DC fans, fanboy, fangirl, respectively. They're not doing so hot in the movie department.
They're not.
Killing it. Here's where DC's killing it. Video games.
Mm-hmm.
The Arkham series for Batman is dope. It's like the best Batman video game ever. So that's killing it. The animated stuff. DC mm-hmm. has the best animated movies ever. I mean, you go back and watch. I mean, granted, Killing Joke was hit or miss for some people.
Yeah.
But you look at, the Return of the Joker or whatever, that was a good one.
Yeah.
With Mark Hamill and Kevin Conroy. I mean, DC has the best animated stuff. Like, Under the Red Hood was great. Arkham Asylum, they even did an animated version of that. Any of their Elseworld stuff. They have Gotham by Gaslight coming out. That looks great.
I'm excited for that.
We did a trailer reaction to that, but no one cared. it's there.
Not
on
no one.
It's on YouTube. We're excited about it.
Yeah.
People have comments about it which we'll get to in a moment. We're just trying to wrap up our thoughts here. I mean, like, what do you think about this whole thing? It's really, God, it sucks. It sucks because I'm a Batman fan. I love Batman.
Me too.
I don't want this to fuck up Batman, but it's gonna.
Because honestly,
I don't know.
And like, we haven't like read any reviews or like, we don't know anything so far other than what we've seen in the trailers.
Where do you think it, I mean, they spent $150 million on marketing. Where do you think they went wrong?
I don't know.
Because the movie could very well be awesome.
So I think a lot of people, and the reason it tanked opening weekend is because people are waiting to hear how
word
what other
mouth.
People thought.
They're like, hold on.
So if it is really good,
out,
I think it's going to do way better the second weekend.
Wait, what are people saying?
Unless it actually sucks.
Because I heard we'll Suicide see. Squad was good, and then other people thought it was shit, and
yeah,
I went out
exactly.
to see it, and I
exactly.
got burned. I loved it. I thought, I'm a fan of Suicide Squad. I'm not
I love
talking
Suicide
shit.
Squad.
I don't think it's perfect, but I don't think it's the worst thing ever. I saw
Suicide Squad in theaters 6 times.
Yeah, I know. You're a fucking
I'm not
psychopath.
Even kidding.
You're a goddamn psychopath. I only saw it in theaters twice. And then I watched it on my phone.
That too.
Or the internet. What can they do? What do you think they can do to pull themselves out of this hole? How do they fix it?
They have to do whatever the hell they did with Wonder Woman.
How do they fix this? I mean, this was their first, like, superhero team-up movie, technically. I mean, like, if you want to look at Batman v Superman, let's just say it.
That's not a good example.
BVS.
That's not a good example at
you
all.
You want to look at BVS, that was their first technical team-up movie. Because at the end of it, they had to fight a version of Doomsday, but it wasn't Doomsday, but it was.
Maybe DC should just stick to solo superhero movies. Maybe that's where they shine.
Oh, man. Man.
Sorry, but that's
Wonder
what we're
Woman
looking
was
at here.
Good.
Exactly.
Suicide
she was
Squad
alone.
Was good.
Suicide Squad was good.
I mean, it was okay if you want
to
like.
But not according
oh,
to like
God.
The general public.
Why do they fuck up
the masses?
Like how do they fuck up like the multiple groups of like how do they fuck up the team ups? How can they fuck that up? That's like that. You know what it is? That dynamic is really hard to maintain with all those different characters, and they're all strong characters, and they all have like decades of backstory.
Yeah.
And like they all have so much character in them, but it's like Marvel can handle it pretty well. They don't seem to be having. I hate doing the comparison game, but let's face it, they're both.
No, it's
in,
true.
They're in the same business.
Yeah.
DC and Marvel are in the same business. They're making comic books. They're making movies. Marvel is somehow doing it. I don't know how they're doing it, but it's clicking with people more. And I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the Disney thing. It's like Disney puts crack in the movies. I don't know how they do it. I don't know how they put crack into a movie, but I'm sure Disney found a way to put sugar in it. God damn.
Sugar in the movie.
I'm sure. Yeah. It's like, oh, it's really sweet. It's like in every Marvel movie you walk out and it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like Thor was, I don't want to give away our review, but you know, you walk out and you're like, oh, that was, even though it was, it we will ruin one part. It felt a bit long, but not bad.
Yeah.
It felt long, but not in a bad way.
Mm-hmm.
And I still felt like I got a treat at the end. You know what I mean? It was like, oh, that was fun.
Sure, that wasn't all the candy we ate?
Yeah. Well, true. We had some candy during the movie. Didn't we have the cookie dough? That was good.
No, we had Milk Duds and Nerds.
But one time you got the frozen cookie dough.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Guys, if you ever go to the theater and they have like the cookie dough in the freezer, get it.
That was for Blade Runner.
Yeah, that was Blade Runner. Mm-hmm. Oh, that was good times.
Frozen cookie dough.
Yeah, we needed treats for that fucking movie. That was 3 hours. With
we
previews?
Need bigger treats for a 3-hour movie.
So I guess I like your suggestion. Just stick to the solo stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they should do that. Maybe they should have done that from the beginning. Maybe they
should. Or maybe what they should have done is focus. They should have done the solo movies first, at the very least. Focused on each giving each character a solo, because that's what Marvel did.
Well,
before the Avengers came out, right?
Well,
technically.
Yeah, I mean. That's what they did. They focused on the solo stuff, and then they did the team-up stuff. But what I initially heard from DC, and this was back like before they even had anything going, was that they were going to do Justice League first, and then they were going to do the individual movies. They were going to do a reverse Marvel, because Marvel did the solo movies leading up to the team-up. They were going to start with the team-up, because you already know who Superman and Batman is. You pretty much know who these characters are. DC's been around longer. And
they
had movies.
Part.
Wonder Woman had a TV show. Batman had TV shows and movies. Superman TV shows and movies. Like, you know, you know these characters. You know, Green Lantern, his movie sucked, but, you know, you could have put him in there. Flash, he has a TV show. People know who he is.
Yeah.
They know who all these characters are. You don't have to introduce them. They've already been introduced. The pop culture lexicon knows who the Justice League is, who the individually, but put them in a movie together, and then you could have started that way, and then divvy it up into individual movies, and then another team-up movie, possibly.
In theory.
Or Batman versus Superman, and then, you know, do their Civil War version or whatever. Like, they could have done it that way. You know, that was, and that's how I thought they were going to do it before they even made the other movies. Like, that was the initial plan. And there was even a George Miller who did the Mad Max franchise in Fury Road. He was going to do a Justice League movie. And that Armie Hammer was going to be in, and a few other people. And then that didn't end up happening. I guess DC backed out last minute because they thought it would suck. But I guess they were rushing it because of, I don't know, it was a rights thing? I can't remember. Regardless. It's too late, though, because they've already put it out.
Yeah.
And they've already put out the other movies, too. So it's like their track record is how many movies do they have and how many were good. Like, the ones I liked were Justice League. I haven't seen it. It might be good. Who knows? I liked Suicide Squad, Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Those were awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Those two were fucking great. Everything else, I was just like, didn't care. Not that I didn't care, as in, like, I was actively like, this is dumb, I don't care. I'm like, I was trying to care. I was watching the movies, and while during the movies, I was trying to care. I'm like, I love Batman, but I don't care about this.
Yeah.
Why? It looks cool. They're really acting good. But why don't I care? What the fuck is going on? And then I was like, I can't figure it out. And I'm like, because... I think it's because they tried to introduce us to a whole new crew of people. Man, it's hard to accept a new Batman.
It is.
It's hard to accept a new Batman. They should have had him do his own movie first as Batman.
At the very least.
God damn it, you know?
If they had a Batman solo movie first.
And then, you know, they had a Superman solo movie.
And then did.
I thought they were going to do a Batfleck solo movie, and then Supes was going to come in at the end and say, hey, I don't like what you're doing, man. And then it was going to tease Batman versus Superman. I thought it because mm-hmm. then he could have had Wonder Woman come in, and it's like, we already know who Batman is. And fuck, man. Fuck. They fucked it. Maybe they didn't. Maybe, who knows? Maybe next week will be better. Maybe it'll do better on DVD. You know what?
Maybe.
I'm sure, just like BVS did better on DVD sales, I'm sure Justice League will do the same. And it will justify being made purely on its international sales, because internationally it's doing really well.
Yeah, but the only reason that Batman vs. Superman did well is because after its shitty release, people they realized what they did wrong, and they released an extended cut or a director's cut or whatever the hell they called it.
That was,
and then
Suicide
Squad did the same thing, but that can't be the formula that they're going to keep using. Like, oh, we're going to put out this mediocre movie and then we'll just make it better in the DVD.
Yeah.
Ugh. That's only going to last so long.
Good point. So regardless, that's where we stand on that as far as Justice League is concerned. I'm hopeful because I like DC and I love the characters. And mm-hmm. the actors are really, like, you know, they're so happy to be playing those parts. And they're having fun. And, you know, they're all talented. And they're all great. We all want it to do well.
Yeah, I want it to do well.
But we all come out feeling a little, like, screwed over. Like, not even screwed over. We all walk out like, that wasn't as good as it could have been. It could have been way better. But it's not that it was bad. It just wasn't great. And we want it to be great.
Yeah.
But they're it's just below what we want. It's like, it's not. Like,
you were almost there.
They're so almost there every time. It's like, they're getting this. And then Wonder Woman came, and I'm like, yes, they're there.
Wonder Woman was a perfect movie.
But we still haven't seen the League. We still haven't seen. So we'll save our judgments on that. But the box office speaks for itself.
Mm-hmm.
The people speak for themselves. The money talks, bullshit walks. So. Sorry, Justice League. Hopefully next week will be better. Hopefully DVD sales, digital sales.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that it's going to do better that way. Like, no doubt there that BVS was the same.
Yeah.
People are going to love watching it at home. Honestly, they will. It's like Suicide. People loved watching the DC movies at home, but they go to Marvel movies in theaters.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that?
I have noticed that.
Like, we all go see Marvel in theaters, but we'll wait to watch DC at home.
DC let us down.
Oh, no. They're turning into the GoBots. DC's becoming the GoBots of the Transformers.
I'll spend
Marvel.
$20 to watch a DC movie at home. I won't spend $15 to watch it in a movie theater.
Batman's not a fucking GoBot. God damn it. Fuck. All right, well, let's move on. I'm sad. That last one made me sad. What do you got?
What do I got?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
You got some good.
Mine is about the Gambit spinoff.
Fuck, that's still happening. They're still trying to get Gambit Tatum.
Lizzie Kaplan joins Channing Tatum in Gambit spinoff.
Ugh, let it die.
For those of you who don't know who Lizzie Chaplin is, what is it?
Lizzie Chaplin?
Yeah, Chaplin. Lizzie Chaplin.
Like, okay.
She was
Charlie.
In Mean Girls.
Yep.
And she was in True Blood.
Okay.
And that's all I remember. So hopefully they give me some more here in the article.
Sweet.
The solo Gambit film has been killed and resurrected well about as many times as the average X-Men character, which is a lot.
Let's just say that. A lot of we've talked about it. I mean, you haven't been on the show that long.
No,
but
I haven't.
We've talked about it. Like, more than enough. Like,
they
I thought it was
killing
finally,
them and bringing
I
them
thought
back.
It was finally dead last time, and now they're still okay. All right.
Yeah.
The movie that won't go away.
But it seems that it's full steam ahead now, with Channing Tatum in the lead, replacing Taylor Kitsch.
Yes.
From X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Taylor Kitsch was pretty good, actually, as Gambit.
That's what I said.
I
liked
think
him.
He was bad.
It's and Gore Verbinski sucked. Behind the camera.
Sorry, Wolverine Origins sucked, but yeah.
Replacing the previously announced Doug Liman.
So we got a new director, and we got a lady joining the cast. Fantastic.
Now joining the cast is none other than Lizzie Kaplan.
Lizzie Caplan. Lizzie Caplan.
She has already had a stint in the Marvel Universe the MCU's first one-shot Item 47.
Yeah, I forgot it. Holy fuck.
Huh.
That was a random one-shot. It was pretty cool. Actually, yeah, go YouTube that. Lizzie Caplan's Marvel one-shot. It's actually really, really well done. I don't know who directed that. It was a commercial movie director.
I like Lizzie Caplan.
Yeah,
so.
She plays like an agent kind of a thing, like a double agent. Just watch. I don't want to give it away.
Oh, she was also in The Interview.
Yep, The Interview. Yeah, remember her?
Yeah, she was the lead agent. Yep. However, since Fox's X-Men series is separate from the MCU, that shouldn't be a problem.
No.
Also, Caplan is amazing, and her character in Mean Girls is my go-to crush. So true.
Yeah.
Samesies. So this definitely made me more interested in the film. Let's see.
Caplan.
Now, I was never a fan of Gambit as a kid because I always thought he was lame. Luckily, while everyone...
Who said that?
I don't know. Hold on.
Who wrote this article?
Luckily,
find
while
them
everyone...
on Twitter and fucking attack.
While everyone...
Go after the Mossamites. Gambit is not lame. You're lame. Not you. The article writer.
Thanks.
Gambit's awesome. Fuck off. Carry on, please. Sorry.
Luckily, while everyone fought on the playground about who got to play as Wolverine and who got to play as Gambit, I got to play as Nightcrawler.
Nightcrawler's
unimpeded.
Cool. I like Nightcrawler too.
Nightcrawler's great.
Yeah, Alan Cumming's played him in the movie. He was great as Nightcrawler. He should get a spin-off.
But who knows? There's no reason the film couldn't be good. I mean, I like Tatum Kaplan and Gore Verbinski, anything's possible.
Tatum Kaplan.
Meanwhile, Gambit will supposedly finally hit theaters Valentine's Day 2019.
Oh, Valentine's Day.
And in case you're wondering, the writer of the article is... Damian Damaski?
Attack Damian Maskey. Whoever wrote this article on Twitter, find him. He's an author. Author?
Yeah.
Sure, he's an author.
So
journalist.
I like
Get
Lizzie
him.
Caplan.
Tell him you're lame. Say hashtag you're lame, not Gambit.
Oh, I guess he writes for Variety.
Variety. Second tier trash publication.
Oh my God.
So you might as well be talking about the Inquirer instead of what?
Do you like Lizzie Caplan?
Not familiar. Oh yeah, she's great. Actually, I loved her in The Interview. She was really, she was really funny in that.
We have to watch Mean Girls. She's so good in Mean Girls.
All right.
She plays like the jaded, angry goth girl. It's great. We love
her.
Well,
okay. She's joining Gambit.
Uh huh.
Hmm.
And she was in True Blood. Yeah.
They're still trying to make Gambit. Why? I'm sorry.
I liked Gambit.
I don't want. You know why I'm upset about it?
Why?
Because it's. Channing Tatum.
Yeah, that's why you're upset about it. We've talked about this.
I don't want people to get twisted. I love Magic Mike, and that's why I call him. I call him Magic Mike. You know why? Because he's awesome.
I never saw Magic Mike.
Channing Tatum's funny.
Yeah.
He's talented.
Mm-hmm.
He's a great dancer. Mm-hmm. Great action lead.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's got chops. He's not Gambit. He's not fucking Gambit.
I'm sorry.
I know it's like, yeah, but Mike, in the 80s, people thought Michael Keaton wasn't Batman. I'm like, yeah, but that's different. Michael Keaton's awesome. Channing Tatum's awesome, but not Gambit awesome. I know, it's like, yeah, but people said that about Keaton. I'm like, yeah, but when you look at Keaton, even back then, you could kind of see that he's a fucked up guy who would dress up like a bat and break criminals' noses. Like, he looks crazy.
Yeah,
he looks
does.
Like he would do that. Even, that's why Tim Burton casted him. Channing Tatum doesn't look like Remy LeBeau, a Cajun trapeze artist. Who
was he a trapeze?
Who highlights as a gambler and a drinker.
Huh.
Yeah, he was. He worked in the circus. Remy LeBeau. I know my shit, guys. I'm a fucking old school nerd. I read the comics when they came out. Maybe not the originals back in the 60s because I'm not that old, but I read the shit in the 80s and the 90s. And I read Venom when that shit came out. That was amazing. And Tom Hardy's playing Venom, which I'm surprised by.
Nice.
I didn't think that would happen. But we're talking about Channing Tatum as Gambit. I don't know. I would have said Johnny Depp like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Like a decade ago, I would have said Depp. Skeet Ulrich would have been a nice choice back in the day. Remember him? He's the poor
Ulrich.
Man's Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
He was in Scream.
Yeah.
Skeet Ulrich.
The guy, he's the...
He was in Jericho.
Billy, right?
Yeah, he was in Jericho, that TV show.
I never saw Jericho.
People were like, save Jericho.
He plays Jughead's dad in Riverdale.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Shit. Go figure. Good for you, Skeet Ulrich. What about Matthew Lillard? Not as Gambit, just in general. How's he doing?
Love Matthew Lillard. Is he still okay? I don't know what he's doing.
I miss Matthew Lillard.
I met him once.
I hope he's all right.
I met him when he was directing Fat Kids Rule the World.
I think he's a producer.
He's a director.
He's a director?
He's a director.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay. Sweet. Liver alone.
I was an extra, actually, but my scene was cut, so whatever. It's fine.
Well, it's not your fault. That's the cutting room floor. That's how it works. It's Hollywood. Man, I hate to say more bad news, but it is kind of more bad news when you talk about Channing Tatum playing Gambit. Like, Channing Tatum's more of a Colossus. We've talked about this.
Yeah.
I'd like to see him play Colossus. He'd be great. He's more of a... more of a beast, like maybe a beast. Like, no, he's kind of goofy. He's more, I don't know, not Gambit.
You know who I think could play Gambit, who was in Magic Mike with Channing Tatum?
Matthew McConaughey.
No. Well, I was going to say Matthew McConaughey. Maybe, actually, but no.
All right.
The other guy who was in True Blood.
Oh. That
the
dude?
The beefy with the brown hair.
Kind of. I could see
him. I can't remember his name.
How about that guy from Lost?
He looks like he'd have
you know, the guy
accent.
From Lost with the hair.
Ian Somerhalder?
That guy from Lost. Why not?
All of my dreams would come true.
Let's
if
make
he was
him
cast
Gambit.
As Gambit.
Let's make him Gambit. He'd be
all
great.
All of my dreams.
He'd be great, but they probably want a younger. They want a Channing. Well, he's not younger. Channing Tatum's like 40-something, right?
Yeah, I think he and Ian Somerhalder are about the same age.
All right, well, fuck it. Get Ian Somerhalder. He's way better. But yeah. But Channing Tatum's got that A-lister thing going, and that's what they want to attach a star to it, and so that's what they got.
Ian
the
Somerhalder just came off of 7 seasons of The Vampire Diaries.
Don't make it. Just wait until Channing Tatum says, "All right, I don't want to do it anymore," and then recast it. I don't want him doing
it. Get Ian Somerhalder.
That would be great. Throw him in the mix. Give him a shot. The guy's talented. But Tatum, that's it. And I'll look, if he's great, I'll be like, look, okay, I'm sorry I said that. He was great. You know,
mm-hmm.
I hope he changes my mind like Hugh Jackman did about Wolverine. I was on board with him the whole time, by the way. I wasn't against it. You know, Russell Crowe was going to play Wolverine and he turned it down. Yeah, he turned it down last minute.
Oh, thank God.
Like last minute, he said, nah. And then Hugh Jackman got it.
Thank God that switch happened.
Right? Yeah, there was that. And then there was another guy who almost got it. But then. Yeah, crazy. But, yeah, he was the best. Hugh Jackman, check out The Greatest Showman coming out.
Yeah.
God. Do you want to see Gambit with Channing Tatum? I want to see it out of morbid curiosity.
Me too.
I just want to see how bad
care less if Channing Tatum is playing Gambit.
If it's amazing, I want to be blown away and be like, well, holy fuck, Tatum pulled it off.
You just know how I feel about, like, New Orleans and that, like, culture.
Cajun.
So the fact that he's...
That's how Gambit should talk. I'm Cajun.
Cajun. Gambit. And had...
Mon Cherie.
Or at least in X-Men Origins, he wore a top hat, didn't he? And that, like, that purple coat and had the cane.
You know, he always had really cool costumes. It was always like a brown trench coat and then like finger gloves because he was a gambler with your cards.
Mm-hmm.
He had a bow staff that he could throw charges out of.
Yeah.
He was always really cool. He always had like that weird mask where it was just his face sticking out.
Yeah.
Gambit had
the like
mask.
The opposite of a mask.
Do you guys remember Gambit's mask from like X-Men? What was it? The animated series? X-Men the animated series? Where Gambit's 90s outfit was his hair. He was wearing a mask, but his hair was exposed and his face was exposed.
Yeah.
But his ears and the rest of his head weren't.
That's
so
weird.
It was like a weird Batman mask, but Batman's hair was out. And his face was out, but the rest of the mask is.
It's
fucking,
a reverse mask.
It was a reverse.
That's not a mask.
It's an unmask.
That's a cowl.
It's an unmask. Yeah, you're right. Reverse mask.
It's a cowl.
It's not even a cowl. A cowl would cover your face. This doesn't even do anything. It's just there.
Because cowl covers your head, not your face. But
it's just maybe he was just being a smart ass about it. He's like, yeah, I'm gonna wear a mask, but take the mask off. Fuck you.
Yeah, probably.
It's like I'm Cajun. I think he was drunk. He's a drinker and a gambler, Gambit. But yeah, I mean, I want to check it out, but just to see if it's good or bad. Honestly, I want to see a trailer.
I guess we'll find out. Yeah,
just show me a trailer. Oh my god, because if it looks bad, I can't wait to shit on it, and if it looks great, I can't wait to like cheerlead it.
Yeah,
geek out.
That
about
goes
it.
Both ways.
Yep. So I guess we're looking forward to it either way. If it's made or not made, we'll be like, okay, good, we dodged a bullet there. Or all right, let's see if this sucks or not.
Mm-hmm.
All right, moving along. I got the next one, don't I?
Yep.
Sweet. Pulling it up on the computer, the nerd computer. Well, we've been talking a lot about Netflix lately and how awesome Netflix is, mm-hmm. and they just play amazing shit all mm-hmm. the time. Well, apparently they've got an idea to Netflix is announcing a new series, Messiah, and it's about a possible modern Jesus figure.
Huh.
Messiah will chronicle the modern world's reaction to a man who first appears in the Middle East, creating a groundswell of followers around him, claiming he is the Messiah. Is he sent from God, or is he a dangerous fraud? I don't know if they meant to rhyme that, but it totally rhymed. Is he sent from God, or is he a dangerous fraud? Bent on dismantling the world's geopolitical order in 10-hour-long episodes. That's right, 10-hour-long episodes.
Wait, what?
It's 10-hour-long episodes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You all right?
I heard 10-hour-long episodes, and I was like,
no,
what?
No, 10-long-hour episodes. I don't know what that is. No, they're going to be 10 episodes. Each one is going to be an hour long each.
I got it.
All right, you're right.
I figured it out.
The story unfolds from multiple points of view, including a young agent, an Israeli shin bet officer, a Latino preacher and his Texan daughter, a Palestinian refugee, and the media, among others. Hmm. All right. Messiah will have every viewer asking the question, is he or isn't he the Messiah or homosexual? Sorry. Well, I mean, when you ask that, it's like, what? That's kind of open-ended. And it's like, I know it's the Messiah, but...
I mean,
some people have wondered if Jesus was gay. Some people have wondered if Jesus... He hung out with a bunch of dudes.
He totally was.
What?
I don't care what anybody says.
You think he was gay?
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's rude. That's... You know what? That's blasphemous. Well,
yeah,
speaking of which, this show is totally not blasphemous. This wouldn't offend anyone, this show. Netflix has balls.
Yeah?
They're like, fuck
they do
it.
Have balls.
We're going to do a show about what if... You know what? I always wondered, like, it's like Netflix is getting high, and they're like, you know, I wonder what it would be like if Jesus came around nowadays.
Well, Fox
yeah, me
kind
too.
Of did
Let's
that.
Let's fucking make a show out of it.
Fox,
nice.
Fox kind of did
I
that with Lucifer.
That. Yeah, they did.
Have you seen Lucifer?
Fox is like, I wonder what it would be like if the devil was a good guy.
The devil's like I just want to come play in Los Angeles.
Yeah, what if the devil retired?
I wouldn't call him. What if the devil retired?
I mean, what if he retired and he's like, fuck it, I'm going to own a nightclub in Vegas.
In Los Angeles.
Oh, sorry. Oh, that's even worse.
The city of Los Angeles.
City of angels. The devil's such a sarcastic prick.
And well, British.
Oh, yeah, he would be.
He would be.
No offense to the English, but you all know that the devil would be English.
Yeah.
He wouldn't be American.
He
He'd
would
be like,
English.
Hello. Welcome to the devil's now. It's I named it after myself. It's not very clever, but, you know, people like it. So, so I guess we have to answer the question. The first season won't answer that question, whether or not the guy is the Messiah.
He?
Yeah, but it challenges us to examine what we believe and why we believe in it. So that's why I really like the idea of this show, is the religious implications. Like, what do you believe? What do you think is real? It's a question of faith. It's like, okay, you believe in Jesus. You believe in God. What if... Jesus really did come back right now, and he really was the Messiah, and it really was him. Would you believe him?
Mm-hmm.
Would you? Would you put your money where your mouth is and say, okay, church, tell me whatever you want. I believe in you. If the church declared that was the new Jesus, you would have to believe in that. You would, technically. You would. To be a good Christian or a good Catholic, to be a good follower of the teachings of Jesus, you would legit have to believe whatever they told you.
Yep.
And be like, okay, that's the new Jesus. You told me so. So I gotta believe
must
him.
Be true.
Pretty fucking. That's how it is.
See, I have.
So you'd have to sit there and you'd have to deal with that. You'd have to be like, wait, is that? That sounds like bullshit. My whole life, have I been lied to? Is this real? I don't know if there really is a. What? Like, you'd really have to question it, or they'd just be a bunch of blind idiots saying, "Sure, whatever, whatever you tell me, la-di-da.
Yeah,
I'm an idiot." So,
I
don't know.
Have no desire to watch this series. But
fair
I
enough.
Do want to, after it comes out, go online and go on to those Christian review sites
and watch
and
the
read
bashing.
All the Christian reviews.
And watch them crucify the show about Jesus.
Oh!
Hey. Oh, we always get one in. No, but it's true. That's what they're going to do. They're going to crucify a show about Jesus.
Unless they really like it.
And they're Christians.
Which they probably won't.
That's very un-Jesus of them. Jesus would be like, why are you crucifying this show about me if I existed now? Wouldn't you want to know what that's like?
Because logic.
Cause
no,
logic.
They don't.
Because illogic.
Because.
No logic.
The Old Testament.
Because God. Cause God said so.
It's
not cause I said so. It's cause God said so. That's the excuse. As long as God tells you to do it, it's okay, right? Then them's the rules. Well, here's the other rule. I think that Netflix is really killing it with these shows. Like, this is a really bold step. Like, yeah. This is really cool. It's like they had that one show about people dying, and like they proved that there was an afterlife. We did a trailer reaction to it a long time ago on the YouTube channel. And it was starring Robert Redford and Jason Segel. And it was about scientists had proven that there was an afterlife. They're like, well, we've scientifically proven that when you die, you go to an afterlife. And people just started killing themselves. Because they're like, well, fuck it. Why be alive if there's a heaven and I go to it? And it doesn't matter if you're a good or bad person. There's just an afterlife.
Oh, so they didn't prove that there was a heaven or hell.
Well, I don't know. I didn't watch the show, but they basically were like, there is an afterlife and you do go somewhere. So life on this plane of existence is kind of irrelevant.
I feel like the twist of that show would be they end up somewhere real shitty.
They go to hell. They all go to hell. That'd be the lost twist. Oh, they're all dead the whole time. Already. They just were in purgatory or something. We don't know. It's lost. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Whatever you think it is what it is. We're lazy. It's lost.
Was that what happened in Lost?
I don't know.
Oh, I didn't watch Lost.
Everyone's like, well, you know, when they leave these shows so open and it's so like the end of Inception, it's like, fuck you. Tell me if it fell or not. Show me. Nolan.
Yeah.
Ridley Scott. Is he a replicant or not? Answer the question. He finally answered
still
that.
Still not over that.
No, he finally answered it. Ridley Scott. He finally was in an interview and he's like, he's a replicant. Okay, fine. Harrison Ford's a replicant. He's a replicant.
Where was that story?
I didn't want to talk about it on the show.
Well, you didn't tell me about it.
We were talking about, because Ridley Scott was in the news about Alien and about taking Alien in a new direction.
Oh,
and he was
going
to do the AI thing instead. And I think he should, but I think he should do one more Alien movie because I want to see him do it his own way and not.
Yeah.
But anyway. We went on at length about Ridley Scott. So I guess let's round out our thoughts on this last one. What do you think?
Like I said, no interest in watching it, but that is a bold move for Netflix.
Yeah. They're really tackling religion lately. Well, not even religion, just beliefs.
I tend to
faith. They've been challenging faith on Netflix.
Steer clear of anything religion based.
They're sacrilegious.
Unless it's related to Satanism.
Fair enough. Well, okay, that's gonna do it for the nerdy update portion. I guess out of the three stories that we got, what are you most what strikes a nerve the most out of all the shows?
Lizzie Kaplan. I love Lizzie Kaplan.
Joining
Gambit.
I'm excited about Lizzie Kaplan doing a Marvel thing and an X-Men thing, but I'm just surprised they're still trying to do it. Last time we talked about it, it was dead in the water, remember? They're like, well, it's kind of been shelved indefinitely.
I don't remember
And
that.
Now they're moving forward with Lizzie Kaplan, and I'm like, what?
Well, now they have a cast and a director, in theory.
Yeah, the X-Men universe is doing their own kind of Marvel DC world thing where they're going off and doing their own X-Men world. So, like, Deadpool is a part of the X-Men universe, and then they're going to do Dark Phoenix, and they're going to do all this other stuff, and it's going to be a part of X-Men. So, what is it? The new one? The dark one? New Mutants?
New Mutants.
Yeah. That's going to be a part of this new X-Men universe that they're creating.
So excited for New Mutants.
I wonder how that's going to do.
Me too.
Because I think people are confused.
Yeah.
They're like, what? It's horror, but superhero horror movies? And I'm like, well, go watch Hellboy.
Yeah.
I'm like, if people are like, wait, will superhero horror movies work? I'm like, yeah, Hellboy.
Like,
go watch it.
The X-Men movies were always like, they were kind of heavy, but they were never really dark. You know what I mean? Like, they were heavy, but they weren't dark.
No.
So, this is really dark.
I would say even the first Batman is kind of a horror movie at times because Batman and the Joker come off like monsters. Like, the hero and the villain are like monsters that fight each other. It's like King Kong versus Godzilla to an extent as far as, you know, the iconography of the characters. And Tim Burton understood that because he always gets the whole, like, I'm a monster. I'm a monster. He worked for Disney.
I'm
so.
A monster.
He was an animator for Disney back when they did cel shading, so he had to do every individual frame and animate everything. Mm-hmm. I think that fucked with Burton's head. That and probably listening to The Cure all the time. Or what? Who's the guy? Robert Smith?
Yep.
He looks like Robert Smith.
Love Robert
Smith.
He does look like Robert Smith.
I bet Tim Burton's a big Robert Smith fan. Anyway, so that's going to do it for the nerd update. This mini nerd update. Not really. We went on a full-blown one. But let's get to the shout-outs. The people. We don't have many this go around, just kind of cherry pick some things, but we want to thank Esther Vial. Esther Vial, V-I-A-L. Thank you, new subscriber. Karen Bright Moon commented on our Lolly, one of our Lolly videos, said, hi from Argentina. Please react to Charlie Garcia. Everything's rhyming tonight. Hi from Argentina. Please react to Charlie Garcia. Influencia. Okay. Well, maybe.
Maybe.
We got a Bollywood thing we might react to, but we'll tell you about that in a minute. We got Chris Singleton. Thank you, Chris Singleton, new subscriber. Thank you. Jordi Kiboto commented, first of all, she's not Zendaya, but Zendaya. That was for the Greatest Showman trailer reaction we did.
Huh?
Because we called her Zendaya, but I guess it's...
Well, at least I didn't mistake her for Miley.
I'm amazed that I finally know who Zendaya is. I thought it was an African nation, but it's a person, and it's I guess she's a pop star.
She was a Disney star first.
Ah, shit! I still don't know who she is. Then
I'll show you. Don't worry.
Beta Artemis commented on Greatest Showman trailer. Said it's interesting that this film about P.T. Barnum and the Barnum and Bailey Circus is coming out after Barnum and Bailey and Ringling Brothers Circus has closed and disbanded to low attendance and high operating costs and all the drama with the animals.
Oh, yeah, they treated their animals terribly.
Yeah, we kind of touched on that a little bit in the reaction review. I was just trying to look past the realities of stuff and look at what Barnum did as far as entertainment goes. I mean, he created the master of ceremonies position. We have MCs and hosts now that are big personality kind of hype men because of him. He kind of really... And then that created the hype man and the MC for hip hop too. In general, like it just kind of it was a history thing. But yeah, the freaks probably got fucked with. The freak show people, the bearded lady. They probably got they probably weren't fed or housed properly or paid enough. But they still had jobs, and they still had people kind of applauding them at times for. I don't know. It was different times. I'm not going to try and imagine that. Sounds horrible. But yeah, this is coming out in a weird time for Barnum and Bailey.
It is.
The end of Barnum and Bailey. It's like, well, what better way to end it with a movie? Do a movie about the circus and about P.T. Barnum.
And it's a musical.
Yeah, it's a musical
with
starring
Zac Efron and Zendaya.
That's how you get away with doing a movie about it. Do a musical with Hugh Jackman. Hey,
and Zac Efron.
Nobody died. No one was tortured. Animals were loved. Everything's fine. Don't look there. That's blood. Oh, shit. What happened to the monkey? Oh, God. Like, that's the whole... we got another new subscriber, Kay Denick. Thank you, Kay Denick. Another new subscriber, Aditya Srivastava. Aditya Srivastava. I think they're, I don't know, Swiss. Aldana Garofalo, I hope you're related to Janine, commented on our Lolly Esposito video, said, please react to Rock Nacional. All right, well, we'll think about it. We got a new subscriber. New subscriber.
That's it?
Yeah. That's their name. You're you know what? You're in the top five for craziest subscriber name. Just
yeah.
So far, that's already a good one. Then we got our Deadpool Wet on Wet trailer reaction. Alyssa Zilyanaya commented, said, hi, please react to Tiger Zinda High trailer. It is a Bollywood action movie, the most liked trailer on YouTube. Interesting.
That is interesting.
A Bollywood action movie. Is the most highly liked trailer on YouTube, and it's called Tiger Zinda. So we're going to do a reaction to that. We have to do a reaction to that. If that's the most liked trailer on YouTube right now is a Bollywood action movie, first of all...
Bollywood.
I knew Bollywood, and I knew action movies. I didn't know that you could mix...
Bollywood and action movies.
I mean, I didn't know you could mix Bollywood and action.
That's going to be some weird shit.
I'm really excited about that. You mean they're like dance fighting and sing fighting?
Oh, I hope so.
Oh, okay.
I hope so.
And it's the whole movie? Because in Bollywood, they pretty much, it's almost throughout the entire movie that they sing and dance and it's a celebration. But they celebrate all the emotions. All right, we'll check it out. We'll definitely do a reaction to that. But that was it as far as the shout-outs were concerned. Just wanted to hit those peeps up. Wanted to get them really quick. And then wanted to discuss the nerdy news. I guess out of all the comments we've received, which one would stand out the most to you at this moment before we hit the dusty trail?
Probably talking about the history of Barnum and Bailey. in The Greatest Showman.
Well, knowing that, I mean, I forgot. I mean, I didn't know where Barnum and Bailey was currently, so I was actually grateful that that the guy explained it to me. Because I was like, oh, shit, yeah.
Oh, you didn't know they had been disbanded?
No, I had no idea they were disbanded. I had no idea that there was, like, lawsuit stuff going on about the animal cruelty and everything. I mean, I'm not surprised. It's a circus.
Mm-hmm.
Circuses are known for
Yeah, and I might be wrong, shit. But I think the whole reason... So they had gotten rid of some of their animals when the animal cruelty charges.
Oh,
or
okay.
maybe
well, what's the point of a circus or a zoo without animals?
Exactly, and then people stopped attending at that
point. Yeah, because then it's just the clowns. Then it's like 2 hours of then it's just 2 hours of fucking clowns.
Oh God!
And you're like, oh Jesus,
this is a living nightmare.
And the kids are like, Daddy, what's going on? You're like, we gotta get the fuck out of here. There's too many clowns.
Well,
they replace the animals with clowns.
Stuff. Yeah,
all the animals are clowns. How many cars? There's only one, but all the clowns fit inside of it. All of them. How many? We don't know. It never ends. That's a nightmare.
Oh,
a circus with only clowns.
No, I don't like.
Isn't
circuses.
That Cirque du Soleil? Well, they're doing fine. They just do acrobatic
Cirque du Soleil
shit.
Is different.
They just do like artsy.
They're pretty.
They're artsy. That's what happened to Barnum and Bailey. Cirque du Soleil fucked them up.
Yeah.
They're like, we don't need animals. We are the animals. Ooh.
Well, they have one show with animals, I think.
Oh, really?
They have one with horses.
I don't know. I'm not.
I think
familiar.
They have one with horses.
Yeah. Well, I mean, regardless, I think that was a really cool comment because I always wonder what happened to Barnum and Bailey. I remember I went as a really young kid to the circus. It was fun. I just remember thinking, okay, this is fun.
I got to pet a lion cub.
I rode an elephant.
Looking back now.
You pet a lion cub? That's kind of fucked up. I rode an elephant, but then that's kind of fucked up. You shouldn't really do that. They belong in... the wild.
Yeah.
Oh man, now I'm feeling bad about every zoo I've ever been to. I'm thinking about every animal of petting zoo. Oh God.
Petting zoos are different.
No, they're not.
They
really
are.
They're almost worse. It's like here, pet them, touch them. Imagine being forced to be touched at a zoo. Yeah,
oh,
it's a nightmare. Or it sounds like a good time. So
yeah, or depending on what you're into. That could be cool for you.
Circumstantial. If
we don't judge.
It, we're not judging
it's
you. If you
fine.
Like that, it's fine. Go to a petting zoo, dress up like a goat, see what happens. If you like that, we're not advising it. All right, that's it. The update is over. You have been updated. You're welcome.
Updated and
you're
scarred.
You're welcome for updating you. Don't forget, follow our tweets at Team Awesome Inc. Like the Facebook page. Go to the website, yotina.podmac.com. And like on iTunes, subscribe. You can't like on iTunes. Just subscribe. It's free.
Just subscribe.
Type in Team Awesome Inc. And then, of course, YouTube, Simmer Mike. You see, like it. Subscribe to that. Simmer Mike. All caps. Simmer like Cook and Mike. Like my name. All right.
Instagram. Team_Awesome Inc. On Instagram.
That is a thing we do as well.
Yes.
Those are all the things.
All the things.
All the things are done. You're welcome again.
You're
awesome
welcome.
Inc. What?
This has been Team Awesome. Team
check.
Awesome. Life from experience.
Awesome.
Well, you know we do it too.
Awesome.
So right.
Awesome.
We here at Team Awesome Inc.
Wink, wink.
Shut up.
Yeah.